frost advisory until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Partly cloudy and cool with 60s on Saturday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
How would you like to get a $220 AC tune-up for just $88? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and it's time to get your system ready for the season. But you don't just want any tune-up. You want a precision tune-up and professional cleaning from Moore Home Services. Most companies do a quick clean and check. They're in and out and done in about 20 minutes. They're really just looking for problems they can charge you big dollars to repair. It does little or nothing to actually help your system. Our comprehensive 26-point tune-up takes 90 minutes and covers everything. We even remove the blower motor to make sure everything is cleaned up, tuned up, and in perfect working condition. We want your system to last longer, break down less, and keep you cooler. And the best part, our $220 precision tune-up is only $88 if you call today. Call 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's morehomeservices.com.
Every baby deserves a happy start, but for those in foster care, that start can be a little wobbly. That's where you can make a difference. Join Mancini Sleep World and the Ticket to Dream Foundation in providing everything a baby needs through donations of new diapers, bottles, toys, and other baby essentials. Together, we can provide the warmth and security that every child needs to thrive. Drop off your donations at any Mancini Sleep World location. Learn more or donate online at sleepworld.com.
The Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory gives you a better, more connected life because in Sonoma County, we believe in supporting each other every step of the way. Embrace the resources available to you. Don't let aging or disability limit your possibilities. Visit agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org and discover a world of support and opportunities. The 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory is now available to you. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
2.7 The Wall.
All right, guys, here we go. A little after 6 o'clock, finally Friday. Rocker Ricky Michaels here. Got some John Waite on the way, some David Bowie in there, as well as, let's see, Hall & Oates, Leonard Skinner, also the boss, Bruce Springsteen, the Bengals, and the king of pop, Michael Jackson, on the way. And we're going to rewind the year 1981. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Dance. champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving. Looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning, though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart that's breaking.
Time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Friday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Marin County commuters, we've got an early problem in the Novato area. Traffic is sponsored by Taco Bell. Road's kind of wet out there. We've had a number of wrecks, including on northbound 101 south of Ignacio. And looks like they got that over to the shoulder recently, but it is a bit slow through there. Meantime, the westbound 37 drive, you're going to find that slow out of Vallejo from Mare Island Bridge out to Skaggs Island Road. Southbound 101, so far so good through the Novato Narrows. Taco Bell is introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu with a new Cantina Chicken burrito, quesadilla, bowl, and tacos featuring their new slow-roasted chicken. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu today at participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Put on your eyes.
Baseball's midseason strike disrupts Fernando Valenzuela's rookie year. Dallas, 60 Minutes, the Jeffersons, and Three's Company are dominating primetime. In Sonoma County, a three-bedroom, two-bath home in Rincon Valley with landscaping on a cul-de-sac sells for $96,500. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1981.
Yeah.
America's greatest hits, 102.7 The Wolf. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. And, well, I saw this and I chuckled at it and I figured I'll go ahead and share it with you. A 68-year-old woman passed away from breast cancer recently, and that's the sad part. But her dying wish was to have someone show up at her funeral dressed as the Grim Reaper and point to people saying, "You're next. You're next. You're next. You're next." Anyway, I did get a chuckle out of that.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, April 5th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Action item A on the Kenwood School District meeting agenda last night was to approve a resolution opposing unification with Santa Rosa City Schools, and it passed with a unanimous vote. This makes Kenwood the first of 9 feeder districts to reject the unification plan. The Kenwood Board feels they can serve their 113 K-6 students best by remaining independent, according to a conversation with the Press Democrat. Imagine the surprise opening up a letter only to find you've been invited to lunch with the Vice President, the Secretary of State, and the Prime Minister of Japan. That's exactly what happened to Akiko Freeman of Freeman Winery in Sebastopol. The winery shared the news on Instagram yesterday. It started with a request to have her send some wine to the State Department to be sampled for the lunch, but wound up being much more. She and her husband will fly back next week for the April 11th event. 34-year-old Kellen Schaefer could face up to 4 years in prison for supplying cocaine and fentanyl to Samantha Azzolino of Cloverdale, which eventually led to her death on August 26th. Scheffler was in Marin County Superior Court Wednesday, where he pleaded not guilty.